Well, it was a very lonely day in Donkey Kong's treehouse when Donkey Kong and Dixie Kong were sitting in their room eating pie. And the pie was delicious. It was blueberry pie. I remember that. It was definitely blueberry pie. It could have been apple. No, it was probably blueberry. Yeah, blueberry pie gets kind of messy, you know, kind of messy. You know, I like blueberries and everything. They're probably like my favorite fruit even, blueberry pie filling, that's just way too messy, you know, fuck that. Anyway, Donkey Kong and Dixie Kong, were there, and then they were watching, Sally Jesse Raphael on TV, and it was Control My Wild Teen, one of those episodes. Hold on. Yeah, and Sally Jesse Raphael was like, "Okay, I'm sending them to boot camp!" And, so the teens were sent to boot camp where they, quite to everyone's surprise, actually learned to be functioning members of society. And everyone lived happily ever after, the end. But, that doesn't really have anything to do with Donkey Kong and Dixie Kong, so I'll get back to that. It went to commercial, and, like, Donkey Kong was just sitting there. Well, what the fuck? Okay. Donkey Kong was just sitting there with Dixie Kong, and Donkey Kong, they're just sitting there, they look at each other, and they're like, "Hey, we're young, we're experimental, we're in college." That's how the way the story goes. Donkey Kong's treehouse is actually a dormitory. Donkey Kong majors in, programming, computer science. Dixie Kong, this might, surprise you, but, she's majoring in, the black arts. Yeah, she went all goth in high school, never came out of it. So, they're just sitting in the treehouse watching Sally Jesse Raphael, and Donkey Kong turns over to Dixie Kong, looks over at her, and he's all like, well, we're here, we're experimental, we're, the mood's right, it's 3 p.m., but still, like, the moon's out, I don't know why, it's just out. And it looks really romantic, so why don't you let me cornhole you a little bit? I'm just saying. And Dixie Kong started to get all mad, but Donkey Kong, he isn't, like, in college for no reason. He knows how to persuade people. So he's just like, "Come on, come on." And Dixie Kong's like, no, darkness is pain. She's a goth, remember? "Darkness is pain, raven flies into my soul, whatever." And Donkey Kong's like, "Come on! Just let me cornhole a little bit! It's not gonna hurt! Just a little bit! Come on!" But, Dixie Kong isn't listening, so, Donkey Kong, he's like, locks the door, because he's strong, and, like, he can lock a door really strong, like, and Dixie Kong, she just stood there while Donkey Kong, ate his groceries, or, shit, Donkey Kong tripped Dixie Kong, and Dixie Kong was, you know, fell in a position that, they accidentally got into the cornhole thing, you know, like, she tripped over her own feet. She says Donkey Kong tripped her, but I don't believe that for a second. She just, you know, stumbled like a retard, and, like, she fell ass first on a Donkey Kong's prick. You can not believe me all you want, but that's how it went down. Look, Donkey Kong is a friend of mine. He's in my class. Not the computer science class. He's minoring in German, and I'm in the class. I can't say any German. I'm not learning anything. But I hang out with Donkey Kong, and he lets me wear his tie. It doesn't fit me. It doesn't fit me. He tried to give me Diddy Kong's hat, and, you know, I put the hat on, and I just kept losing bonus games. I had to stomp on it. It just led to a hard portion of my life that I want to put behind me, okay? So stop asking questions. So anyway, Donkey Kong accidentally cornholes Dixie. And he didn't mean to, but you know, it came after the whole argument, like, come on, let me cornhole you. No, no, no! But, you know, it just looks bad. And Dixie Kong didn't take the fall for her own tripping over her own stupid feet. So, she took the whole thing to court. Actually, no, she took it to Sally Jesse Raphael. She was gonna take it to court, but, Judge Judy was all booked, and, like, they said, when's the next date we can get on Judge Judy? And Judge Judy's like, did it say stupid on my forehead? And, so they went on Sally Jesse Raphael, and, Sally Jesse, sent them both to boot camp. I don't know why she sent Dixie to boot camp, but, Donkey Kong was innocent, but, you know, he was sent to boot camp for a good reason, or so everybody thought, but Dixie Kong, I don't know why they sent her to boot camp. I guess she was just really mouthy, but she didn't want to go to boot camp. She was, you know, she's goth, she's all, I don't want to be part of the military corporate government machine, and, Donkey Kong, he's just cool with it. He's a laid-back dude. He's a laid-back dude. So, long story short, Donkey Kong goes to boot camp. Dixie Kong is, shivved, iced by the other boot campians, as they call them in boot camp. She's killed, stab wound is, the guy who stabs her, has sex with a stab wound, you know, the procedure everybody knows. That's, you know, it's all too common nowadays, what with the MTV and the rap music and the Grand Theft Autos, shooting up heroin in the back alley, you know, smoking crack and shooting up marijuana, and anyway, Donkey Kong comes out of the whole boot camp thing. He comes out, you know, he went in, you know, common college kid, you know, questioning religion, experimenting, which is what got him in the whole mess in the first place, but he comes out, he's all like, friends, I have found the Lord, which is odd, because, you know, he's a monkey, he doesn't have a soul. Well, he's not a monkey, he's an ape. Because monkeys and apes are actually different. I learned that in my German class. And he did too, and it made him really sad. He really wants to be a monkey. You know, because Diddy Kong's his nephew, and his nephew's a monkey, and that whole thing doesn't make sense. Well, it does, but that's a Kong family secret they don't let out, and Donkey Kong's ashamed of it, and... So, Donkey Kong starts up this church, see, and things are going good for him. He's changing the Bible. He changes the Bible to, he turned Jesus into a chimp, which, pissed a lot of people off, but, you know, monkey thing, it's, you know, kind of like how, white people say Jesus is white, black people say Jesus was black, monkeys or apes say, Jesus was a monkey or an ape. No big deal. But that blueberry pie they were eating, from what I hear, was pretty good, despite the whole cornholing thing. And, Maybe being sent to boot camp, having your friend be killed and this stab wound had sex with, and accidental cornholing, and watching Solid Jesse Raphael. It's just, you know, it's all about the pie. See, the pie justifies the means. See what I mean? And anyway, Donkey Kong's doing pretty good now. Saw him on Behind the Music. Yeah, you might have known he started up a rock band, a Christian rock band. Go figure. And he named it after Dixie Kong. And it's called the Dixie Chicks. And they're not really a Christian rock band, but they're country, and that's close enough. But that's why all the Dixie Chicks look kind of like apes, because they are. They're just secretly apes. You know, it's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They can't reveal themselves to humans, or else they melt away. Wait, I don't think that's right, but the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had a talking rat friend, mentor. Friend. He's their teacher and their master. But, you know, Splinter, he's a radical rat, and you just can't deny that. As much as you want to, as much as you try, you just can't keep pushing and pushing. Life's fucked up, you know? It's fucked up.